Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now, step strong. Stay watching. Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara. You're around the way social worker. And baby, I am back to give you a dose of vitamin E to push you into December. Yes. Can y'all believe we're at the last Thursday in November? Baby, we have 1 month left in 2023. But first, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. If y'all have not saw, I am at 10,000 plays, and that is like a milestone. That is like really, really good. I'm telling y'all, Step Strong is on the way. But I just want to come today just to encourage you, just to help you as you continue to get yourself ready for a new year, a new journey, as you set new goals and as you reset your relationships. And y'all know whatever ship you're in, that's the ship I'm talking about. But I just want to give you at least six things to reconnect with yourself. And I think a lot of times as people, they want to focus so much on relationships and they want to focus on people until sometimes we forget that it starts with us. It starts with us. And I say us because I'm not exempt. Yes, I am the coach. Yes, I am the therapist. Yes, I am the social worker. Yeah, I'm all that. But I'm still human. So still, I have a therapist. I tell you all the time, I have a therapist. I have a coach, you know, because I still need somebody to be unbiased with me. Someone who is not going to judge me. Somebody who's going to tell me, not Tara. And so the same thing I say to you, but six things to reconnect with yourself. And I'm telling you, if you are able to reconnect with yourself, you'll see how smoother relationships will go. Not only how smoother they will go, but how much you will appreciate the genuine one. I couldn't even get that out, y'all. The genuine ones. Because you know what, let's just be honest, when we reconnecting with ourselves and when we are really resetting our lives, there are a lot of things that have to go, a lot of people that have to go, a lot of things that we've brought in. I'm going to tell you this, like when we first moved in our home, and to us at the time, the home was huge. And we were like, how are we going to fill this house up? We ain't got nothing. Child, as the years went on, now I want a bigger home because I have so much stuff, but I know that there are some things that I really need to get rid of. There are some things that are serving me no purpose. So a lot of times we tend to be the bag lady or bag man and carry and hold on to things. Child, let this stuff go. Find out who you really are, not who you've become, because life has happened. Life is lifing. You know, find out who you really are, not who people expect you to be, not who people want you to be, not who you portray to be, but find out who you are. Because Dr. Seuss said it best, those that mind won't matter, and those that matter definitely won't mind. But the first thing you need to do is schedule some me time. Schedule some me time, whether your me time is going to be in the morning, whether it's going to be in at the afternoon, whether it's going to be at lunchtime, but schedule you some me. It don't have to be long. It don't have to be long. It can be a bathroom break, but you schedule your time. You know, work your way on up, because sometimes we feel like we so busy or we too, I ain't got time. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know, we were talking the other day and we were just talking about your mental health. And I can't wait to touch on that, because that, your mental health, if it's not intact, child, you're going to be walking sideways. You know how they say people with vertigo? So I'm saying to you, schedule you some me time. Start small. And I know you may be busy, so I don't know what your life is like. I don't know what your schedule is like. But start you some me time. Have time just for you. I ain't saying scrolling on social media. I ain't say you getting yourself together, making sure you are together. And people don't understand how important me time is. Me time can be just you sitting in a quiet place. Me time can be you sitting on the bench watching the cars go by or watching the birds. Just make sure that you are rediscovering. That's what we're talking about. Rediscovering and reconnecting with your real self. The next thing is find time to journal. Write out your thoughts. Listen to me. Get your journal. Now, I have journals that I have started writing in, and child, I said, this is my journal, and today I'm going to start writing every day. Child, I started 1 month in January, and I didn't write back again until June. But, hey, I kept writing. I picked right on back up and said, you know, well, how did I get here? But I'm saying to you, journaling is the most therapeutic thing that we can do. We're talking about reconnecting with ourselves, reconnecting who we are, resetting and journaling. Do you know how many thoughts run through your head a day? Like, really? Like, you pivot, you think this, and you're pivoting, you turn somewhere else, you know, or somebody come in front of you, or something will pop up in you. Oh, I should have. Yeah. Start journaling, because you'll be amazed at what is popping in your head and what is coming out as you're writing. And you'd be like, oh, okay, I need to do something with that. So we are going to get us a journal. I don't care what you get. If you get some sheets of paper and make you a binder, if you go buy you one. But I'm telling you, get you a journal and start journaling. Journal your emotions. Journal your goals. Journal your progress. Journal it. What you're thinking, how you feeling, your emotions. Baby, if you got to keep a tab on people, write it down. Journaling, however your style of journaling is, that's your style of journaling. But you would be so amazed at all the things that you're writing down. And then you go back and you look at it, be like, oh, I remember that day. Yeah, I was feeling like that. Oh, well, yeah, I did do that. So I'm telling you, it's going to help you reconnect yourself. Another thing, be still. Find time to play. Just you. Find time to meditate. And that was like at the first beginning, schedule your me time. Be still. Sometimes we move. We move too much. We are so in a hurry. We wake up. We don't even pray. We open our eyes. Our feet hit the ground. And we running. Sometimes, even when we're eating lunch, child, we can't even eat lunch in peace because we scrolling on the media. Or we watching a movie. You know, or we are working while we are doing this. But start to be still. Y'all already know the story about me meditating. And child, I put on my gospel instrumental music. And I wait for God to speak to me. And baby, I remember I told y'all like one time I started. And I just the deep breathing. You don't realize how much. Listen, you just breathe to live. But if you honestly would take a minute, start at 2 minutes. Start at two. Maybe 1 minute. And breathe in real deep through your nose. Hold it and let it out through your mouth slowly. Oh my gosh, baby. And just be still. Or sometimes just lay in your bed you know, or even in your car, let your seat back. Close your eyes. Just be still and feel the moment. You don't have to be moving 24/7. Just be still sometimes. Another thing, reconnect with yourself. Move your body. Am I guilty? Now, y'all know I'm guilty. But hey, starting December the 1st, I'm going to be moving my body because I'm going to get back active. Because I'm telling you, when you are able to move your body, and as we age, we'll say, oh, I'm getting old. No, you're not. You need to stretch. You need to incorporate exercising. You need to incorporate something that's going to move your body. Even if you turn on the music and you dance and, you know, get your routine or something, move your body. Reconnect to you. I haven't danced like dance in a good little minute. So I turned on music and I was dancing and I got so tickled. I got so tickled at myself because I can dance. Baby, I can dance. You hear me? But I hadn't danced in so long because life has been going. So I laughed at myself like, girl, get your life. Get yourself together. So now I'm going to incorporate moving. I'm going to exercise, but I'm going to start back dancing. I'm going to learn all the line dance. Every time the song come on, I'm going to know what it is. You know, so I'm just saying, get to moving. Get to moving and to reconnect with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Quit lying. Quit lying to yourself. You be honest with yourself because ain't nobody else going to be honest with you. They may hurt your feelings, but as far as being honest, well, yeah, it's okay. Well, now, it don't look bad. Lies you tell. And you looking in the mirror, you know it look a mess. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your feelings. Be honest with your emotions. Be honest with your relationships. Like, what is it really? Like, is it really worth it? Be honest with your career. Be honest with even where you live in. Just be honest. This is how we reconnect to ourselves. This is how we reconnect. And also, this is the last thing that I want to say. No. I'm going to give you one more thing. I'm going to give you 7 things instead of 6 things. But this one right here, keep a daily promise. Do something nice for yourself. Yourself, not nobody else. Remember, in this world, we got givers and we got takers. And sometimes givers don't know how to cut it off. And takers ain't going to cut it off. So I say to you, keep a daily promise to yourself. What is it that you're, okay, I promise today I'm going to pause. I'm going to be still. I promise today I'm going to walk. Okay, I promise today I'm going to journal. Make a promise to yourself. It don't have to be nothing big. Okay, today I'm only going to scroll on social media for 30 minutes. That's it. Make a daily promise to yourself. Make a promise to yourself. Okay, I'm going to do my devotion. I'm going to read one scripture today and meditate on that scripture. I'm telling you, that word will change your life. That the word of God, baby, it'll change your life. It'll get you together. It'll get you all the way together. And I'm not saying it'll get you together instantly, even though it could. But I'm telling you, if you make that promise just to learn a scripture and meditate on it every day, child, whoo, come on now. But this is the last thing. This is the last thing I want you to do to reconnect yourself, reconnect to yourself, the authentic self, the unapologetic self, not who you have morphed into being and not who people expect you to be or want you to be to appease or satisfy them. No, reconnecting to you, and you gonna see the difference when you get back. You know how we were little kids and we ain't went to Chuck E. Cheese. We ain't went skating. We ain't played hopscotch. We ain't played jacks. We ain't played kickball. Come on now, because baby, come on. Reconnect with yourself. We're rolling to the last month of 2023. Reconnect with the authentic you. And when you reconnect with the authentic you and start showing up as the authentic you, every relationship is going to take notice. Mark my grandma voice. Mark my words. They are going to take notice because they're going to see, huh? Oh, there. Oh, okay. Yeah, that right there. But this is the last thing, y'all. This is the last thing. Observe yourself with no judgment as you are reconnecting to the real you. Just watch what you do and watch what you say and how you handle things with no judgment. Man, I shouldn't have did that. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Why did I do this? Baby, you are reconnecting to you. Baby, you are coming into your grownness. Because I'm telling you, and when I say coming into your grownness, this is what I mean, to your authentic self. So observe yourself with no judgment. It's okay. Baby, do you know how many times you have morphed? Let me say you. We have morphed. We have changed. We have had to adapt and become this person. We have had to adapt to become that person. Whether we are on a job, whether we're in a relationship, whether we are caregivers, we had to morph. And we, girl, it's like peeling off a layer of onion, one layer of onion at a time. That onion has a lot of layers. And child, here we go looking like some big onions because we have taken on so many things and we have become so many people till, well, what you like? I don't know. Well, what you want to do? I don't know. Whatever you want. And see, that right there says you haven't been taking out time for yourself. It's time for you to reconnect. Because if you ask me, Tara, what you want to eat, Papa Doe? Tara, where you want to go? Vegas. Tara, what you want to eat? Fish. No, don't tell me whatever. No, I know what I want. I do. So this season, as we hurry into December, the last month of 2023, reconnect with yourself. And y'all already know, if y'all need some assistance, your girl Coach TJ Black is here. The link is in the bio. Y'all go ahead and click the link. I'm telling you, there is nothing wrong with having a coach. There is nothing wrong with having assistance, encouragement. There's nothing wrong to work with somebody. Because you know what? Let's just be honest. Two heads are better than one. I remember I was in a choir back in the sixth grade, and we had a song, Two Heads Are Better Than One. And baby, we sung that song like no other. You hear me? And I still remember, but I ain't gonna sing it because, you know, y'all know I really can't sing. I mean, I can sing, but I can't sing. But anyways, let's get back to what we're talking about. It's time for you to reconnect yourself, reconnect to yourself, who you really are. And I'm telling you, once you authentically do that, you're going to be able to see who really cares and who really is not worthy of you. I'm just saying. So y'all ready? Y'all ready? I'm nervous, but I'm going to do it. I'll let you know the next time. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely how you're maintaining. Because they know, child, you done disconnected from yourself so many years ago. But let them know, hey, I got a new thing. And I done reconnected to my true self. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And y'all remember, baby, if you ain't never trusted God, you better trust him now. And if you don't know God, this is the perfect time to get to know him. I'm just saying. So until the next time, y'all be safe and I'll holler.